BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, 5 Seconds of Summer fans. I know a lot of you are listening to this podcast for the first time today because I've done an interview with them. If you like what you hear, subscribe. We do one of these every day and it's absolutely free, called the Scott Mills Daily. So today is a 5 Sauce special. I sat down with the lads before their set on Saturday at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Norwich, and you're about to hear the whole interview. Also coming up, slaves on innuendo bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
It's Radio 1's Big Weekend in Norwich. Hi, 5 Seconds of Summer.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, before we start, I just want to ask Ashton, how are you doing?
Specifically, I am fantastic. Individually.
Has your wound cleared up yet?
My wound? What have I done to myself?
The appendix.
Oh, no, it's all good now. Yeah, it's in the past. I've moved on.
Okay.
I feel good.
He still holds a grudge against the appendix.
Did you have to have it out?
Yeah, but then and then I went to Mexico. I don't know if anyone else has been to Mexico, but after you drink the water sometimes, you have some issues with the digestive system.
Sure.
But then they took my appendix out, and it turned out it wasn't my appendix. It was some other stuff.
Ew.
And it was disgusting. And okay. I'm a survivor, really.
You had to miss the Teen Awards as a result.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Where did the... that's fine. Where did the appendix end up?
In, like, a jar or something out the back of my local hospital.
They didn't get to keep it.
They don't let you keep it?
Not in my local hospital. My local hospital is small. It's really small.
Right. See, that would be worth something.
It'd be interesting.
Would it, though?
I think it
would. I don't know who wants an appendix.
No, think about it. Think about the fans.
It's for the fans.
Think about the fans.
The fans. Someone would buy that for a lot of money.
But yeah, I hope not.
I feel a lot better.
It's like when Harry Styles puked on the side of the freeway and someone cleared it up and actually sold it.
Really?
Is that a thing?
That happened.
Bottle it up. Franchise it.
Wow.
Send it out.
And Michael, do you know where your passport is right now?
Not the one I lost. The one I lost is... Well, I remember where I lost it. It was on a plane from San Francisco to California.
San Francisco is in California.
San Francisco to LA. Sorry,
right,
very stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it there, and then I had to get another one, and then I got the other one, and I have the other one, and I have two now.
You've got two?
Yeah, so in case I lose one.
Is that illegal?
No, it's legal.
No. It's in a different name.
Now I'm a different guy.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, last time I saw you, you were ringing a massive gong, do you remember, for my relationship transfer deadline day?
It was actually with Callum's head, wasn't it?
You know, because using Michael, Callum's head.
We didn't know what to do because Michael wasn't there.
I saw that video.
Michael's sitting in a hotel, seeing us just gong Callum's head.
That's classic.
What's happened?
I don't regret that at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, Callum's a hefty guy. Like, he's quite solid.
Large.
Yeah. Not large.
Hefty,
wrong word.
Hefty's probably the wrong word.
I've offended you. You're like muscular.
Hefty. Hefty's not, it's not a compliment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That tweet of Callum's head ringing the gong got 20,000 retweets.
1 billion.
And 34,000 favourites.
Yes.
So I think maybe we need to bring the gong back on stage today in Norwich. Because it clearly works.
I mean,
for
I'm
real?
Down.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Man, no. Imagine if I had a gong part of my drum kit. That's proper 80s.
That's what you need to say. It's really 80s.
But I don't even look at it. I hit it behind me.
A huge one behind you.
No one can see what I'm doing right now. But
Okay, so here's a quite a boy band question. Are you all single right now?
Yes. Yep. I mean,
pretty damn much.
You don't have time for girlfriends.
I don't think we have time for girlfriends. I mean, we like to see people, I guess. Like, if we meet someone really nice, we hang out, but we're not in one spot very often.
Speaking to other boy band members, some of them only have a policy for winter girlfriends.
So
when the weather gets a bit cold.
That's not true.
It's true.
Is it?
So, you know,
that's not true.
Like, for Christmas. So, imagine, okay, right, so in the summer... Don't worry about it. As soon as it gets like a little bit colder, you want to spend evenings in, you want Christmas, you want to be able to get presents from somebody, get a winter girlfriend, and then come summer, see ya.
It's not for me, but I can see a small part of logic in that.
I can see the logic in it, but you want to cuddle. It's pretty stupid.
And while you're in Norwich, will you be on? Will you be active on the apps like Tinder?
On Tinder.
Active on...
well, so, I mean, I'm active on the apps.
Yeah, are you active? Often, yeah.
The no, most I will not be on Tinder.
The most important of apps.
Tinder. What, yeah. Are you on Tinder?
Nah.
No?
Does Tinder exist in Norwich?
Yes.
Oh.
100%.
Can you tell us a bit about Norwich? We're a little confused. I mean, we turned up here this morning. We got off
where
a bus.
Yeah, where did you come from?
We came from Paris.
Oui.
Paris. And...
Is it true you came on a ferry?
Yeah, we came on a boat.
We were at immigration about 3 or 4 in the morning. Yes. This morning.
Roughly. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you need to know about Norwich?
Just where what it is. What is a Norwich?
What does one Norwich?
What goes on here?
Okay, Norwich. So you have no idea where you are, which I quite like. You're in England.
Oh, good.
And it's kind of like...
Whoa!
And it's kind of... I know, welcome. And it's kind of like to the east of England.
Like an hour out?
2 hours.
2 hours from what?
3 hours.
London. Maybe like...
The Heartland.
I'm saying 2 or 3 hours from London.
From the nearest pub.
From Hyde Park.
Yeah,
Where's the
but east.
Pub? Where's the best pint in Norwich?
I don't know.
The Norwich Arms.
Yes, that'd be it.
Norwich
yeah.
Arms.
But anyway, welcome to Norwich.
Radio 1, big weekend, how we feeling?
Look at you guys.
The biggest of all weekends.
You guys are so cool.
The sun is on.
I like your mohawk. You're a cool mohawk, man. Hell yeah. Love it. We are 5 Seconds of Summer. What's up? We're from the land of Sydney, Australia. I don't know if anyone knows where that is, but it's pretty far away. Hey, we're going to play another song. Is that right?
It's called Good Girl, and it goes like this. She's a good girl. Harvard, in Australia. She's good at school, she's never truant. She can speak French like you would. Every night she's always on her room. Well, at least that's what her parents assume.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've only just realised hearing it back, but when I'm speaking to Australian people, I go a little bit Australian as well.
You do?
So it's a slightly.
The voice does change.
I know. Here's a thought. Obviously, we were saying about if you tweet anything, it gets thousands of retweets. Now, if you put something up and it gets like 100 or so, do you feel a bit disappointed?
You feel like the drummer.
Yeah, do you?
Instantly.
It probably never happens though, does it?
I mean, sometimes it'll like everyone will be asleep in all territories and you'll tweet at the wrong time and it'll be like not very many. And you'd be like, what's going on? The career's over. The band's done.
Yeah.
That's usually our first response is, wow, career's done. That's it.
Well,
we had a good run. Yeah.
We did. Nobody we did something.
Only 20 retweets. What's going on? Now, here's the thought. If we tweet something now, can we see how many RTs and favourites it gets at the end?
On whose Twitter?
Anyone's.
I didn't have my phone. Does anyone have their phone?
Michael?
Michael's with his phone.
What are we going to tweet?
It's an old game, but I think we should do it. You know the bottom or elbow game? Where you just take a picture of the crease in your elbow and it looks a bit like a bomb. Chris?
We have GPRS.
Oh, God. Welcome to Norwich.
Norwich.
Is there a...
Oh, I got 3G. I got 3G.
Michael's got 3G, everyone.
I think.
What we'll do now, because Michael's got 3G, is we're going to take a picture of the crease in his elbow, which looks a bit like something else, and see how many retweets it gets. Just do the picture. Just tweet the picture, because... Wait. No one will know what's going on. That's perfect. I mean, it's clearly Ashton's elbow, but
is it
really? Should we do it again? Just if it's bad.
No,
don't
like
be
it.
Like, oh yeah, it's good.
No. Just tweet that,
and
let's see how it does by the end of the interview. And no one, don't put anything along with the picture.
I've wrote Ashton's butt.
Have you? Has it gone?
Did you really?
Yep. It's out there. It's out there.
I wrote
it. Okay, it's all fine.
About this
It's 5 seconds of summer on Radio 1.
Is there any rivalry between you for who has the most followers? Because I'm just looking. Callum, 5.2 million. That's strong. Luke, 5.8.
That's Ooh. Strong.
Michael, 5.
Ashton.
Ashton, 3.7. What's going on?
I don't know. My tweets were restricted for 18 and over for right. at least maybe 9 months.
Why was that?
I don't know. And then our management came to me and they're like, hey, dude, your Twitter was actually broken for 9 months.
Oh.
But
that's a great
as
excuse.
Well, let's look at it this way. I like Twitter. Twitter doesn't like me as much as the rest of the band. The fans, though, they're cool. They're keeping it strong.
They are.
People
but,
who have...
But you've remained the Instagram. He's the Instagram
Are you
guy.
Instagram
He's
king?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I so spent, that makes you feel better,
I
right?
I spend a lot of time on the band account as well.
Yes, okay. Oh, is that you, is it?
Not me. Not just me, but I do enjoy being on it.
Okay. So, Michael, just to clarify, that tweet has been sent.
Yes, it's out.
And it says Ashton's butt.
Ashton's butt.
And the picture of his elbow.
Yep.
Awesome.
Or butt.
Or,
we don't know.
Yeah, which
or is
one?
It his butt?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he had one saved already.
The other day on Instagram, Rixton posted a picture of them all showering together.
Rixton.
Do you know them?
Yeah.
Okay. I spoke to them about it, and they said that they quite often do it.
Yeah, we do that. That's well,
all, we you
do
shower that. Together?
To be honest, we just had one before. Like,
right.
Yeah. Well... We're usually on quite a strict time schedule, and our tour manager owns a whistle, and if we're not on time, he just blows it at us. Just in our face.
It's incredibly annoying.
I love that idea. Well.
So to avoid that, we just, like, we get things done. It's really, like, it's like we're pets.
And also, it's eco-friendly because you are actually saving water.
I mean, yeah, no but one, but it's usually in a communal shower, though.
Have you ever had a whistle blown at you, like to move?
That,
like,
doesn't,
get something done, like,
that doesn't really happen.
If it does. Can it we, does. If you does, if you see him now, he has what? A whistle around his
it
neck.
Does.
Okay, right. So give me an example of when the whistle would be blown.
If we're
bus call, brr, brr,
brr, and we're, if you're not moving, if you're like sitting and eating a piece of toast or something, and you're supposed to be somewhere, it'll just come up to you
and blow it in your face.
I don't know.
That's kind of boarding school.
When
territory.
You gotta get you things know what? Done, man. I
you mean, know what, mate? We're here, though, aren't we?
We're here on time.
did the whistle get blown for you to come to the interview?
I think I heard it this morning.
I have not heard it today yet.
Downstairs.
It's a bit early.
And does it happen when you have to wake up and stuff as well?
No, not... It's usually not in the morning.
He's quite polite. Okay, fellas, time to wake up. Things to do. Let's go. See you downstairs in
really,
5 minutes.
It's really like... It's quite calming, though, because it's like, all right, well, we're going to have some breakfast.
Yeah.
We're going to have a nice hot shower.
If the whistle wasn't there, you wouldn't know what to do now, would
exactly.
you?
Yeah. But
I haven't heard a whistle.
It's trained us well.
Is there someone... I've heard that Adele has someone to do her makeup in her sleep so she can get sleep time.
No,
no way.
So I've heard that... This is a rumour, but someone has a key to her house and that they will they'll let themselves in and will do her makeup and then she'll wake up camera ready. Does someone wake you up or do you have an alarm?
On the tour bus, we're all next to each other pretty much. So it will just like say what we have to do. Like get up, we have stuff to do.
Okay.
And we won't poke us there.
Get up, nerds.
Back to the Twitter situation.
How's
so,
it going?
It's good. Oh, it's on the Five Sauce account?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Ashton's butt now has 7,697 favourites, 6,000 odd retweets already.
Mm.
So not too bad.
That was 2 minutes ago. Five minutes ago. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills on Radio 1. So on Saturday, I got some time before their set with 5 Seconds of Summer. Hashtag 5Sauce and Scott if you're talking about it on social media. Trending in the UK. Hashtag 5Sauce and Scott. Reagan says, wow, they're just so beautiful. Jessica says, I love these boys. I can't wait to see them live. Michael's hair on point. Lol. That's from Megs. Is there someone we can hear this later? Because I've got to go out, says Naomi. Yes. Get it on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. If you missed any of this chat, you can hear all of it on my podcast, which you can get free from the Radio 1 website. Just search for Scott Mills Daily on any search engine. You'll find it. And then you can listen to it whenever you want. Okay, here's some more with 5Sauce on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Norwich.
When people come up to you...
Yes.
In the street or whenever. Do you ever pretend that you are not you?
No.
So no.
I mean, like I've said,
if I'm somewhere embarrassing, yes.
I've said that like I'm Chad Kroeger before.
No, when people,
like, it's funny. It's funny, and no one.
You know what? There's
me,
a great there's a great video that's on one of our YouTube channels where we're walking through a street and we're being filmed, and he's like, this dude yells out, "Who are you?" And we're like, "Nickelback."
Just keep walking. He goes, "Oh, I know. I love you guys."
Amazing. But yeah, so you don't do that. Like, are you Ashton?
I
mean, no,
I have. If they're like rude and they're not actually a fan, I'll pretend to not be them.
Okay. Yeah. Are people often rude?
Yes.
Are they?
To me, but that's why I have less followers. Because
oh, don't be like that.
Because I'm a little angry gremlin.
how are they rude? What do you mean?
I don't know. People come and poke you and stuff. I don't know.
I don't like that. If they're not a fan. If they're not actually a fan, like you can tell they're not a fan and they're just not, they're kind of just.
Yeah, like if you're at the Norwich Arms.
Yes.
And yeah. All the blokes are like having a laugh because.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even like your music.
Yeah, but it's all right though.
But can I get a photo anyway? I'm it's like if I get into a car sometimes and then like, well, what do you do then? I work at Radio 1. Don't listen to that. It's like, well, thanks for that.
Fine.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Don't care. Who is the most famous person who's tweeted you?
The Scorpions favorited.
Did they?
One of our tweets.
That's pretty awesome. Rock you like a hurricane.
That's pretty awesome.
I didn't even know that. That's cool.
Yeah. We're really weird. Like, we're like, I mean, if you were alive in the 80s, you were famous to us. So we don't really.
Did you know that Jason Donovan once said, tweeted One Direction saying, "Don't work too hard"? Was that an all-staffer? Did you get that one as well?
I don't know if we got that.
No. We did not get that, no.
We didn't get that at all.
Who's that?
Anyone who interviews you probably does mention One Direction. And they, of course, opened Radio 1's Big Weekend last year in Glasgow.
Yeah. They?
Yeah, yeah. So it's your turn now. Yes. To make things easier and to save both you and me some time, could you give us like a One Direction quote, something catchy, something that will maybe make a headline? Anything. Something exclusive, shocking about the lads. You know the stuff the papers like.
You know what?
Oh, here we go.
There was Pete from Fall Out Boy. He called me the other day and he was like prank calling me.
Yeah.
And he said he came up with this amazing prank, and he said he did an interview and said that...
The headline...
He said some things that he didn't mean, and... the headline came out, 5 seconds of summer made me want to quit music. And he said that it was like meant to be because they're so good. Right. So
that's
I think that's pretty good.
Explaining himself.
So Michael, that's a pretty good story. Michael's going with One Direction made us want to quit music.
Because they're so good.
What would you?
Is that bad? No, that's pretty bad.
We've really I've got a good headline. Harry Styles vomits on the side of the road and someone picks it up and sells it.
Good. Very good. I mean, even stuff like, have you ever shared a bed or a room with them? Then you could say, like, I slept with One Direction.
I borrowed some of Niall's underwear once.
That's good.
I've stolen Zayn's shorts once.
Okay, does he know about that?
I'm so guilty.
Let's have that as a headline then, so go for it.
I live and breathe in Niall Horan's underwear.
That's perfect.
Ashton
Wait,
Irwin.
What about, I'm in Niall's pants?
I'm in Niall's.
That's a better headline.
I'm in Niall's pants. That's a good one.
I'm
that's
in
good.
Niall's pants.
If we're
pants.
Thinking like yeah, sales-wise I mean, and marketing, think about I think the headline.
Okay, so Ashton Irwin, I'm in Niall's pants.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Like
thank
it.
You.
Okay. Let's run with it.
Okay. By the way, as a side note, are any of you secretly recording with Naughty Boy?
No.
Yeah.
No.
All of us.
It's going to be big. My mixtape. No, I don't know. No, we're definitely not.
At Big Weekend, Fall Out Boy are on, actually, aren't they?
Yeah.
Will you catch up with them?
Yeah, man.
Hopefully.
Anyone else on the lineup that you think's a bit hot?
I think Muse are hot. Matt Bellamy is...
I think Muse are hot, Michael.
I can't believe Muse are here. That's awesome. Well.
I know. It's a good lineup.
They were the first gig we saw when we came to London. When we came overseas.
We've seen them at the Roundhouse.
The Roundhouse.
Oh, wow. And it was an incredible gig. I'm so excited to maybe run into them here.
And Taylor Swift is here tomorrow.
Yeah, wow.
T-Swizzle.
T-Swizzle. Do you know her?
I mean, we met her a few times, like, at radio things, but...
Yeah.
She's lovely.
I feel like a lone wolf sometimes.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like a lone wolf. I know. There you go.
That's the main... Like a lone wolf. That's a great sometimes. Headline.
Sometimes.
That's just how I feel.
What are you going to do? Guys, there are so many celebs backstage in this area that we're in now at Big Weekend, and loads of weird gossip ends up flying around and normally ends up in the papers and on loads of websites. So is there anything you want me to start, like any kind of gossip you want me to create? And I could be like a Radio 1 source. It can even be someone that's not even here, but like a big star that maybe you could work with at some point, like Calvin Harris, for example, because he makes all the hits.
Are you interviewing him?
At some point, yes.
Can you name some people?
Can you just like... just ask when Calvin Harris comes in. Just keep asking. Every question's about us.
Yeah,
just no, really love, no questions about anything else but Five Sauce.
Okay, so what would you like me to ask him about Five Sauce?
Why do you like them so much? Pretend like something's happened that like it's come out that Calvin Harris is like in love with us.
Okay,
and like he's like we're his favorite band. So why do you like them so much? Like what do you think is so good about them? Yeah. Like I don't know. And then he'll probably leave. But it'll be awesome.
It'll be funny for us.
Okay, I can do that.
Maybe
for you.
No one else. But...
Listen, guys, enjoy opening up the stage today at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Thank Norwich, yeah. in the east of England.
Thanks for having us. This
Thank you
awesome.
Very much. Good to see really you. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
And that was 5 seconds of summer at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Norwich. Really good chat with the lads, like really relaxed, really cool.
I love how honest they were.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I think the best I've ever heard them, actually.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I agree with you there.
So that was 5 seconds of summer. If you missed any of the chat, we're doing a special podcast tonight. Just search for Scott Mills Daily on any search engine or find it on the Radio 1 website. We do a podcast every day of our best bits and you'll get all of the Five Sauce chat and it's free. Remember, if you're loving what you're hearing, just hit subscribe and you'll get the Scott Mills Daily podcast every day. Here's the rest of the show. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. You know who's absolutely obsessed with slaves?
Who?
Grimmy.
Yes, I heard this as well.
Like, obsessed.
I think on his Instagram as well, I saw a picture of a cake that him and some friends had made for slaves. At the Big Weekend. I don't think they got the cake to them.
Why are they making cakes for slaves?
I don't know.
Anyway, I wouldn't be surprised if Grimmy turns up just to be in the same room as them.
Why is he so obsessed?
I don't know. You know, like he has little things though, doesn't he? I bet he's listening now. He just has little kind of periods of time where he's like, oh my God, obsessed. And then on to the next one.
Yeah.
And this is his current one. So yeah, probably expecting Grimmy to walk in anytime now. How hard is it to arrange a night out with you, by the way?
What do you mean?
So, do you know this? I'm mostly texting your girlfriend at the moment to try and arrange a date in the diary.
She mentioned this, actually. This annoys me.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Why does it annoy you? Well, because, like, you'll be the first to admit you're not the most organised.
Nor are you.
No.
And this is what's ridiculous about this situation, is you seem to have gone completely past me and now just dealing with my girlfriend.
I feel like I'm dealing with some kind of PA.
Also, you know how I feel about that. Like, I'm not mad keen on you two developing a relationship where you're going to be texting each other a lot.
Why? I mean...
Well, because we text each other. You don't need to text her.
Believe me, you've got absolutely nothing to worry about. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Coming up, slaves on Innuendo Bingo. They're just changing their jeans at the moment.
Do you think it's a sudden last-minute realisation that it could be a wet one?
I think what's happened is someone's just shown them a video of a previous Innuendo Bingo, and they're like, oh, I didn't realise it was that wet. What football top are you wearing, please?
It's just a Brazilian shirt. It's just one I've found under the desk, as you know.
Not washed.
It's not washed, but this is the problem. When I think it's going to be a wet one, you do feel the need to scrabble around for some clothes. Unless it's twice a week, I'm not organised enough to prepare for this situation.
Well, I know, that's why I'm trying to arrange a night out with you through your girlfriend.
Stop trying to arrange nights out through my girlfriend.
She's been back on, by the way.
Do you not find it at all weird?
Why is that weird?
Because we're friends. You shouldn't be friends with her. You should only be friends with her through me. No, that's how these things work.
So I'm not allowed to text your girlfriend without you knowing about it.
It's lovely that we'll all do a night out together. I'm all for that. But we should be arranging it between us. And then I then go to my girlfriend and say...
I'm texting her now.
We've got a situation here. Shall we go along to this night out with Scott?
Okay. So you don't want me to be texting
Okay, cool. Anyway, so yeah, Innuendo Bingo coming up with Slaves. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website in a few minutes. Just saying, we've not been to the Laundrette for a while now, have we?
No, we haven't. No. We should do another
It really
one.
Is time,
in
isn't
fact,
it?
It'd be the first time this year, wouldn't it? I think.
Oh!
Anyway, think about.
Sorry about the smell, Slaves. They're coming in next. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, Slaves.
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah, mate.
How are you?
I'm really good. I absolutely love that you're about to be on Innuendo Bingo.
So do we.
I'm wearing trunks.
I know you are.
I was looking for goggles this morning, but I couldn't find any.
White it is trunks. Like you're about to go swimming in Europe. how good was Big Weekend?
Good.
Amazing.
It was good, wasn't it?
Phenomenal.
You were quite the talk of the whole thing, yeah.
That's very nice.
Is that your first Big Weekend?
Yeah.
That we played. I went to the one in Maidstone back in the day because I'm from Maidstone.
Oh, right. Okay.
But it's strange because, well, not strange, but isn't it amazing that you guys are the talk of the Big Weekend, really? Like, it was your set that, there's always a gem every year.
Yeah.
And Skepta.
And Skepta.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's true.
So, are you friends with him now because of Radio 1?
Yeah. We're almost.
Almost, I'd say.
Right.
Yeah.
What's happened then?
I hugged him the other day on stage.
Because I know that he heard your version of Shutdown, didn't he? On Fern's show.
Yeah, he did.
But did you know him before that?
No. We sort of, after we did that, we bumped into the Boy Better Know people down in Brighton when we played Great Escape, and we met Jammer.
Yeah.
And we met JME, but he wasn't there. He was sleeping. And then we planned this Big Weekend thing the next week, and he came into our practice, and it was very surreal.
Yeah, I love that.
That's so cool. Is it worth then if there's anyone else you want to be friends with? Yeah. You know,
just put it out there now.
Put it out there now,
and we'll just keep replaying it until it happens.
Robbie Williams has tweeted us, and we want to be actual friends with him as well.
I can sort that out for you,
Robbie Williams.
He's a mate of Scott's. Yeah,
yeah. Let's sort that out.
Yeah, well,
what about you, Isaac?
I mean, it's not the most likely person. I thought you were going to say. But then I didn't think you'd want to come on this show either, and look.
Exactly.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. I didn't think I would be that big with, you know, bands like you.
Why?
You're massive with us, mate.
Thank you. Robbie Williams, I've written that down. Anyone else?
I always said Sean Williams and Barry from EastEnders, but
it would be an honour to duet with him, would it?
We got him in our last music video, so we've ticked that one off, so I don't think there's anyone else.
What about Ray Winston? Did you do that?
Ray Winston. All right, cool. Leave that with me.
Leave it with Mills.
So we're going to be on Innuendo Bingo in a minute. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. Slaves are here. Laurie and Isaac are about to play the game. Have you seen the videos of it before?
Yeah.
So you know how wet it gets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Just because...
How wet does it get?
Wet. And some people... who was it that really didn't like it? Lauren Pope?
Lauren Pope from The Only Way is Essex. She
was like, are my eyebrows going to fall off? I was like, yeah.
And let's be honest, Jessie J didn't seem the most keen.
Oh, she nearly walked.
Yeah.
Nearly had a walker there. I don't think that's going to happen today.
Game
be
on.
All right.
So we're going to play Circle Waves and Stuck in My Teeth, and then you can watch Slaves on Innuendo Bingo. Get to it on the Radio 1 website, computer, laptop, on your phone even. If you're having a break from revision at the moment, make this part of it. It's happening in about 3 minutes. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, yeah, Slaves, while you're here, can I just apologise for that Feed the Manta Ray thing?
Don't apologise.
This is the second time
I know, but I feel bad, and actually it was Nick Grimshaw made me do it. And I don't know why.
Then we need to thank Nick Grimshaw for a fantastic cover.
Well, he loves you so much. I'm surprised he's not here because he's a fangirl of you completely. So
how can we get the your cover onto a live lounge?
Well, yes. I'm free, lads. Do you know what I mean? Just say the word. Okay. Along with Robbie Williams and Barry from EastEnders, I'm going to tell Clara Amafo.
He's actually right as well.
Scott Mills in a live lounge.
Slaves.
He does
got
actually, a blue biro.
It's going to happen. I was on with Fuse ODG once. That didn't go well. Now it's time to get wet.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Slaves are here, and we're going to get wet on Innuendo Bingo. Lewis and Leeds says, so looking forward to this. I love Slaves. Beck from Maidstone.
Maidstone.
I didn't know Slaves before the weekend, but since Big Weekend, I'm absolutely hooked on them. Representing that. Kevin Somerset says, love Slaves. Seen them in London supporting Biffy Clyro.
Love ya.
You're getting so much love.
Love ya.
Matt in York says, I finished exams yesterday and this is perfect for me. I am ready for bingo. Yes. Okay, so Slaves are playing Innuendo Bingo. It's an honour, lads, if you would like to fill your mouths with the waters.
Cheers, lads.
bear in mind that Chris does this twice a week, so he's quite a good sprayer. Get him back. That's what I'm saying. Just because you're new and you've not done it before, don't be afraid to spray. That should be the new slogan, I think. Okay, so let's start with a classic from Holmes Under the Hammer. There's a no hands rule as well, by the way. If you're going to spit, just do it over him. Holmes Under the Hammer. And presenter Martin Roberts seems to know far more than he should about what goes on in this particular house.
Are they planning to sell or let it? Time will tell if they need to prise open Anne's purse a little bit wider.
That's still one of my favourites.
Time will tell if they need to prise open Anne's purse a little bit wider.
Anne's purse, of course, was where they were getting the money from to redecorate the house. Okay. Not as much water as I was expecting for that one there.
Fine.
Anyway, over to Ken Bruce now on Radio 2. And when Ken is reading a message from a listener, this guy really knows how to make the most of his morning commute. It's kind of amazing what some people manage to make time for in the mornings, isn't it?
Gerda says, my husband was taking our faithful hound Ziggy for his morning walk, and as usual, he stopped off to feed the pony in a field just around the corner.
And we're on.
He didn't even laugh, he just spat.
Love Ken Bruce.
Love Ken Bruce.
I love Ken Bruce.
I mean, that's the dream, isn't it, on Ken Bruce's show?
Yeah, can we be friends with Ken, actually?
I can... Hang on.
Add to the list.
Down.
Amazing. Yeah,
Ken Bruce. More water, please.
And as usual, he stopped off to feed the pony in a field just around the corner.
Thanks, Chris and Sheffield, for spotting that one. Now, we need to play this clip to the lads. It's from Fern Cotton's very last show last week, chatting about things she could do in the studio to make sure she has a proper send-off. But I fear the emotion may have got a little bit much for her with this particular idea.
Another one we discussed, again, this is his idea, I'm taking no responsibility, is because we're not allowed to eat in the studios, which I'd never do, is to sort of just have a giant feast in the studio, like have a spit roast over the faders, etc.
See, that's how it works. You see?
Then we're on.
Don't be afraid to spray, like I said, slaves.
Wow.
Please don't swear. The first one is the worst, because it's quite cold. Fern Cotton there, with some interesting things to do on her last show.
I have a spit roast over the faders, etc.
Oh, sorry.
And now we're going over to BBC Radio 2 again, which is a rich source of Inuit Bingo right now. Richard Bacon's text-in question is, how did your grandparents meet?
I'll be stealing that one, Richard.
You'll be pleased to hear this charming story about one granddad who was attracted to his wife because of one particular skill that she had. Here we go.
And finally for now. Dear Richard, my grandparents met when my granddad...
yeah, we've got a sprayer.
Straight, what was that?
Straight on Chris's head. Over Chris's head, in fact. That was incredible.
I felt like a naughty child in assembly.
It's fine.
When you're just giggling and you're waiting for the punchline.
Yeah. Play it again. Here we go. See if you can make it through. Yeah, this granddad attracted to his wife because of this.
And finally for now. Dear Richard, my grandparents met when my granddad read in the News of the World about a woman, my gran, who had beaten off a robber single-handedly.
Oh. Which is one way of dealing with burglars.
Home invasions.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mark and Lester, for that one.
About a woman, my gran, who had beaten off a robber single-handedly.
That's love.
I wish I'd gone swim shorts now.
I know.
They're going see-through, though.
Pretty wet down there.
I'm not wearing...
Oh, they're white as well.
Not wearing any boxers.
Are you not?
OMG. My girlfriend warned me about this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't take it seriously.
It's live on the Radio 1 website right now, everyone.
Woo!
Not it. I mean, the whole thing.
Whee!
Good morning. Over to Come Dine With Me now. And this lucky lady has just met John. And they're getting on like a house on fire. She's a brilliant judge of character, you see. Although I've never actually heard this phrase before myself.
I think John's more of a squirt all over your plate kind of man.
Thanks, Raquel, for spotting that one.
Cheers, Raquel. Oh, we're getting through the water.
Cheers, Raquel.
Cheers, Raquel.
I think John's more of a squirt all over your plate kind of man.
All happens on Come Dine With Me. I need to watch that again. I've not seen it for ages.
Love Come Dine With Me.
It's good when it's on Sunday and you're a bit hungover and it's like goes on for about 10 hours. Yeah. Good. And now a classic from ESPN. Water please, lads. Now, this footballer seems to know really quite a lot about Joey Barton.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know that you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
It's both of them spraying in my direction.
That's right.
You don't even really laugh, though. I'm unsure about you. You're genuineness.
Yeah.
You got a bit wet, mate.
I heard that one before, yeah.
Meanwhile, water, please.
Sorry.
Back to Radio 2. Ken Bruce is still reading messages out.
Anytime. So, anyway, the man's... he's feeding the pony.
Have you got spare clothes? Yeah.
Have you not?
No.
I have.
Oh, you have, good.
I have on the jeans, which have taken an absolute pounding.
More water, please.
You look so nice.
We're going through this water quite quickly, Scott.
Oh, no.
We're actually on the last cup.
Wow. We might need to get some more.
Oh, that is uncomfortable.
Bring more water. Ready?
Ready.
Still going, Ken.
So a couple of minutes later, are you still feeding the pony?
This is ridiculous.
This is brilliant.
How long does he...
No, it's fine. He fed the pony. That's the end of the story.
All right.
And now, more water, please. Over to Country File. And on Country File, they've been out all night bird watching. Imagine that.
Well, it hasn't taken long before we've got coal tits.
Oh, goodness!
We should swap chairs. I'm getting way wetter.
I could do this all day because it's really fun to see Chris getting absolutely soaked for a change.
We're out of water.
We're out of water?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, look, there's more here. Let's recycle our cups. How much spit do
Just
we have
recycle
on each
it.
Other as well? Do you have Radio 1 showers for us?
Yeah, they're in the basement.
Down in the basement.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll go without then. You
I love
two,
this.
Crack on.
Nick says, I saw Slaves at the big weekend. My girlfriend wasn't a fan before, but now loves them. She says, I don't like shouty bands, but they were good. Shouty bands?
Mm-hmm. A shouty band.
Yes. Okay. I think it's time to bring in Break Glass for Emergency, Vanessa Feltz. Ready, lads?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Water, please.
It's 5:53, and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
Poor Chris. He's having an absolute mare. Oh. One more.
We got no water.
We're literally...
Oh, I was... Okay, hang on.
Whee!
Just some cups would do.
Reinforcements.
Get the water quick.
Come on, then.
There you go. Here we go. One more. Worth waiting for. And then you can drink the rest of it as well, see?
Can you fit a whole cup in your mouth?
Let's try and fit a whole cup in, and let's go for it.
Whoa!
As we get... Oh, my God. That's incredible. Whole cup in his mouth.
I can only do about a quarter.
Let's go over to Del Winton, I think, on the National Lottery.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Yes, Chris.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow. That was a whole cup of water just over Chris there. Amazing. Slaves, it's been an honour. Will you come and do it again?
Please.
Yes, please. That was brilliant. Innuendo Bingo with Slaves. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you, lads.
Thank you for having us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's saying we need to go back to the laundrette again because we were saying that we have not been this year and those clothes, soon they're going to walk away themselves.
Right, okay.
Like, the only way of like getting them like to be acceptable is to like break them with a hockey stick or something.
Do you know what? Going to the laundrette is like going to the dentist in that I know we need to do it, but I just can't be bothered because of all the
hassle. Gregor on Twitter. Go to the laundrette again. It was brilliant we did it last time. Carl, go to the laundrette. Jamie, you need to go to the laundrette again.
Yeah, but you know when you're meant to do something and you just keep putting it off and you keep putting it off.
Yeah.
It's like that because the lady in there
is angry.
Doesn't like me.
No. I mean, surely there must be other laundrettes round here, but that's... That kind of spoils the fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, you do want the authentic experience. Do we need to explain about what this lady's like again?
Yeah, so if you didn't hear this before, we need to go and get the Innuendo Bingo clothes washed now and again because they're full of spit. So, well, it used to happen like every few weeks, not happened this year so far, and here we are in May.
I would always go, and I noticed something happened every time, which was I would turn up there, she would be completely disinterested.
So you'd go in and be like, hi, can I get these washed?
Not even that. She wouldn't even stand up to come greet me. She wouldn't make herself available.
Yeah.
It was like you were really inconveniencing her being there.
And then eventually when you did get to speak to her, when you finally managed to catch her eye.
Yeah. Eventually you'd see her and you'd be like, sorry, do you work here? And she would say yes. But then what would happen is she just wouldn't be willing to do anything. It was like you were asking the biggest favour in the world.
What, do you want them washed? No, I can't.
And yes, it would never be able to be done. So even if you said, she'd say, you know, when do you need these by? And you'd say, I don't know, next month. Oof,
no,
it couldn't be done. And then what was amazing, and I learnt this after a few goes, was that as you walked out...
You literally have to be leaving, by the way.
Yeah, it was at that point she would say, go on then.
Only this once, though.
Doing the biggest favour. But you always had to do this little charade and then walk out.
Yeah. But until you walk out, she'll call you back and go, oh, go on then. But it takes that.
And then do you remember, I thought this was just me.
We did a note.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just remember we wrote her a note.
Yes, we did. We left a note in the bag.
What did it say?
I can't remember. You wrote the note.
Oh, I can't remember.
She must have read it, though.
But those clothes do need a washing.
But there was a time also that we thought, well, maybe this is just me. Maybe there's something about me that she doesn't like. So we sent you in. And she was exactly the same.
We need to go back. The Scott Mills Daily. That's Rexton on Radio 1. Had a lovely chat with his mum, Jake's mum, yesterday. Colleen Nolan, off of Loose Women.
You're always talking to his dad as well, Shane Ritchie.
I know, yeah. I mean, me and Shane have a text relationship. Just chatting to Colleen about Jake and that. And I should have asked if he's getting married.
You're obsessed with this idea.
Well, I just think, Shane Ritchie tipped me off. Do you remember when we were doing the breakfast
show, that
it was a thing? Then Jake denied it. Why didn't I ask Colleen when I had the chance? The Scott Mills Daily. Good afternoon, it's Scott Mills. Let's take a call. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Scott.
Who's that?
It's Harriet.
Hey, Harriet. What's going on?
I'm really looking forward to the Five Sauce interview.
Yes, it's coming up at 3:00. I'm guessing you're a massive fan.
Massive, massive, massive.
Is there anything you're worried about finding out? Sometimes with these big interviews, people get stressed because they're worried they're going to find out something that they don't like.
Not really, no.
No.
So are you seeing them soon in concert?
Next Saturday.
Where's that?
In Birmingham.
Amazing.
I know, I'm really excited.
Who's your fave?
Callum, of course.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. My friend likes Luke, and then my other friend likes Michael, my other friend likes Ashton.
Right.
So, I don't know, it just...
That was the one that you
happened.
Chose?
Yeah, just happened.
I heard someone the other day on Grimmy Show say that they were such a massive Callum fan because he's really good at maths.
Probably one of the reasons I am as well.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
What,
yeah.
Hang on, you like Callum Hood because he's good at maths?
Yeah.
Serious?
No.
No.
You got me. So is it awkward if, like, another one of your friends like the same band member, so you've all got different ones that you like?
Well, at the start, my other friend did like Callum and it was a bit of awkward tension.
Right. In what way? What happened?
Well... There was a few arguments.
What? I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, my one friend said I like Callum, and I said no, you don't.
You're not allowed.
You can't. It can't happen.
You can't have him.
This is incredible.
So we did an interview with them at Big Weekend.
Yeah.
And I found out loads of stuff I didn't know.
Cool.
Probably stuff that you do know already.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, are you going to be listening at 3:00?
Definitely.
Did Did you see the weird photo that Michael Fivesauce tweeted on Saturday? Oh, it's from the Fivesauce account, actually.
Was it Ashton's bum?
Yes, it was. And do you know whose fault that was?
No.
Me!
Of course.
Everything will become clear at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, make sure you're listening. Tell everyone you know who's a Fivesauce fan.
Okay.
Instagram it, Facebook it, Twitter it.
I will, don't worry.
Love you, bye!
Love you too, bye!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Scott Mills here, how are you doing?
I'm good, mate, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Now, I understand you don't want to be named.
Yeah, we'll keep it hush-hush, I think.
Okay, would you like us to come up with a name for you?
Yeah, perfect.
I'm going to call you, from my favourite Lady Gaga song, Alejandro.
Oh, good name.
That's fine by me. That's fine by me.
Hello, Alejandro. How can we help?
Hello. The time hop. Yeah.
Yeah, time hop, yeah.
It's interesting.
We were talking about time hop yesterday and how sometimes it's great, but then other times can remind you of stuff that's not so great. Like, for instance, when you are with your current boyfriend or girlfriend, and then it reminds you of 5 years ago, and there's a happy picture of you in Mallorca with your ex.
Mm. Yeah. See, I have that sort of the other way around. I don't get that. I've got that with my girlfriend. I always see her in Mallorca and Portugal with her ex, which isn't quite as fun.
Okay, so this is your current girlfriend?
Yep, my current girlfriend. Been with her 8 or 9 months now.
Okay, and what, is she always looking at time hop?
Yeah, she checks it on a daily basis, but I'm always sort of there and I see it, and it's not always the best thing.
Why?
Just pictures of her with her ex-boyfriend who, what did I say, he was born with a silver spoon somewhere.
Oh, here we go. So, you sound bitter.
No, I'm not bitter, no. Just, I'm not quite as rich as he is.
Ah. Okay, so how long were they together?
7 years.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and what were we saying about the ex then?
No, I think he's all right. I don't know, he's just, he's very wealthy.
How wealthy?
A few boats, a few villas.
No.
One in Portugal, one in Spain, a house in London, house in Germany.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm a builder. Yeah.
So
nothing with that, mate.
No. So you've got this situation where you see her looking at time hop, and I take it it's like trips to Milan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the yacht.
I think she's... I don't know. Yeah, I don't think she's into it that much.
On the yacht in Monte Carlo.
Yeah, all that sort of la-di-da, darling.
Is it?
Don't you know? Yeah.
Eating lobster in Paris.
Yeah, I think it has gone to that as well, yeah.
I think I would feel exactly the same as you. So let's be honest here. If this was me the other way around, I'd be looking at that bloke and the time hop situation. And it's not jealousy. It's more that it annoys you because...
Cos rich.
Cos rich.
Yeah, it's not jealousy at all. No, I mean, fair play to him. Credit where credit's due. But it would be nice to be in that situation, wouldn't it?
There is a common theme here, though, and this is something I did want to talk about on the show at some point. Rich people really do annoy Chris.
Yeah.
A lot.
Right. Okay.
I mean, this may be for another show, another time. But we could have a whole 3 hours on this.
We could rant for days on this, yeah.
Rich people annoy you, don't they?
All the rants for this.
People richer than you, Chris, annoy you.
I just, I empathise with your position here.
Okay.
Because obviously...
Don't swerve my question.
You're well happy with your girlfriend and everything's going well. And I'm sure she's really, really happy with you. I'm sure you have lots of fun together. But is that annoying thing, right, where you're having to look at melty pictures of some guy on a yacht?
Yeah, it's always in the back of your mind sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Do you feel you're comparing yourself a little
bit? No, because I've got a beard and beards are cool.
Beards are cool. Also, builders, yes. And
we're all muscular and hunky, yeah.
That's right. And also, there's a reason that she's with you, not him.
Exactly.
Do you know
what I mean? What the reason is, but yeah.
Oh, bless you. Anyway, back to who Chris finds annoying because rich. Justin Bieber.
Okay, Justin Bieber does annoy me a little bit
because rich.
Yeah, especially when, like, the last one that comes out and it's quite good, you really are reluctant to enjoy it.
Yeah. I've got another one. Martin Garrix.
But yeah, Martin
really annoys you.
Annoys me because so rich, so young.
Yeah.
And
that's another one. He's always, there's a picture of him on a yacht, on a private jet, 18.
Yeah, and he's an even worse situation because he's earned his money as well. He hasn't even inherited it.
Yeah.
which I know sounds illogical, right? But it's like, normally if someone's really rich and they've just inherited the money, then you kind of think, oh, well, they've inherited the money. That's an excuse to not like them that much. But when someone's gone out and earned the money, it's really hard because you can't justify not liking them.
This is one of my favourite subjects
you
to talk
really
to you about.
You really do not like rich people, do you?
No, he
not,
really
no,
doesn't.
No, it's not that at all. No, you're making me sound... No.
He doesn't like anyone.
Well,
any rich.
The man that you're ranting about it.
I'm not ranting. I'm not ranting.
I don't.
Because I... Do you know what? When I see people with all the money, I think to myself, do you know what? You, if you could just give me... $5,000, right? You wouldn't even notice.
That's exactly what I would think.
You wouldn't even notice it go. Do you know what I mean?
And do then, you really as well?
Yeah, yeah. Like whenever I'm doing these massive jobs and these people are spending $20,000 in the toilet, I just think, can't I have that $20,000? You don't need a $20,000 toilet.
Yeah, you wouldn't notice it leave. True. You wouldn't notice it go.
Exactly.
Like, for instance, yesterday you were saying that you'd like Nick Grimshaw to lend you some money.
I did say that. I wonder what would happen if I said to Grimmy, look, can I have £5,000, please? Yeah. Look, just for being a friend. Because he gets loads of value out of me being a friend, right? He wouldn't notice £5,000 going missing.
Do you not
really?
Think?
No, I don't know if he would.
What is that, like, our equivalent of like 5p?
I think so.
Good to speak to you.
And you.
I wouldn't worry about the millionaire ex-boyfriend.
No, it's long gone now anyway. Yeah. He's over and done with.
Yeah. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills
Daily. And that was Thursday's show. Hit subscribe if you haven't already and get the Scott Mills Daily every single day of your life. We're back live on Radio 1 tomorrow at 1 p.m. or simply get this podcast for all the best bits. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.